One of the important additions to systemic therapy of colorectal cancer in the last few years has been bevacizumab or Avastin. What are the considerations in a patient who's receiving or has received Avastin in terms of surgery?
Important. And there's some major side effects from Avastin or bevacizumab. They can hinder wound healing, number one. And number two, there's an increased incidence of bleeding as well as cardiac events. You can even get thrombotic events. So they either can cause bleeding, they can cause vessel clotting. So patients with a bad cardiac history, history of myocardial infarctions, we have to use bevacizumab with caution. If patients are receiving that, and the patient should receive it, if they can tolerate as a four-drug combination of Avastin plus FOLFOX therapy, what we typically will do is I'll recommend to the medical oncologist, and this is an open, constant dialogue. One of the important points is that I'm never in a rush to operate, but I love to see the patients early. And the reason for that is you come up with a plan with the oncologist, and it's a constant dialogue. You give them a couple cycles. Both of us will see them in 3 months, and we'll plan. And if the plan is to go ahead with liver surgery, typically we'll hold the Avastin in the third cycle, in the last cycle of chemotherapy, pull the Avastin out, just give that. And to operate, I like all chemotherapies off for 3 weeks so the immune system recovers from the nadir of your bone marrow suppression. I like the Avastin off for 6 weeks. So typically you don't have to wait a whole 6 weeks, you just pull the Avastin out of the last cycle. And that requires an open dialogue between the liver surgeon and the medical oncologist, and they're happy to do that. If they know, we literally can schedule these patients for surgery 2 months ahead of time. And you say, you're going to get your last cycle of chemo, and then we're going to do the surgery 4 weeks later, but we'll hold the Avastin in the last cycle. And it makes it very safe to do the surgery then. We've seen no complications if you have that 4 to 6 week window without the Avastin.